Well, hi there. Come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. Our story today is called Dave's Lie. And just before the story, we need a song that talks about our tongue, because it's our tongue that does the lying, right? Listen.
I have this tongue, la, 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 la. I can't control, la, 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 la. It's a fight I cannot win, la, 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 la. I have this tongue, la, 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 la. I can't control, la, 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 la. And it gets me into sin. So I give it to you, my Lord. Help it laugh and sing and pray. And may it never, 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 ever stick out at another. Help me live for you today.
Today's story has to do with a boy and a lie and the trouble that it causes. It's written by Bernard Palmer and is entitled Dave's Lie. Back in the days following the Civil War, the Great Plains were opened up to homesteaders, and thousands of people swarmed out by wagon train to get free land. Among them were Dave, Sue, and their parents. They journeyed across the Mississippi and Missouri rivers and on up into south central Nebraska, where they found a good piece of land and settled on it. The first winter was hard, but they got through it somehow and planted their crops in the spring. They also had a nice flock of lambs, and these lambs seemed to be uppermost in Dave's mind as our story opens.
I don't see why Dad won't butcher one of those lambs. We haven't had any fresh meat to eat in over a year.
Yes, we have. Don't you remember that buffalo we shot last fall?
That was tough as boot leather. We had to feed some of it to the dog. I'd like some real good meat, like we used to have before we came out here.
So would I, Dave. And we will have some one of these days, but we can't kill our stock. We've got to have those lambs to build up the flock. We don't want to go through another winter like the last one.
Sometimes I wonder why we ever came out here in the first place. A fellow can't even get any fresh meat. At least we used to have plenty to eat back east. All we've had here is salt pork, and now there isn't hardly any of that.
I don't think you've missed very many meals. And besides, it isn't always going to be like this. As soon as we get food enough stored away for the winter, we won't have to be so careful.
Maybe we could get an antelope. There are some around. I saw them last night when I went after the cow.
You did? Where?
Up on the ridge.
Can I go after them, Mother? Can I take the gun and try to get one?
Well, it would be good to have some fresh meat for a change, and it would help stretch the pork, but be very careful.
Don't you worry. I think I'll ride old Babe. Want to come along, Sue? You can show me where they were.
Okay, I'll get the cartridges.
Only take three or four, and don't shoot any more than you have to. You know how terrible it'd be if we ran out of ammunition.
By the time Sue came running out of the house with the cartridges and the gun, Dave had mounted Babe and was ready to help his sister climb up behind him.
You'll have to tell me where you saw them.
Right over there on the top of that ridge, just across the creek.
I'll ride a little farther, then dismount and sneak up to the top. They might be feeding on the other side.
I thought I saw something move just now.
Where? Where?
Right down by the creek. See? Over by that willow tree.
Sure, I see them. 1, 2, 3, 4. And only about 300 yards away. Let me get off, Sue, and then hand me the gun and cartridges. I'm gonna get one of those babies. I missed them! Missed again!
Maybe we can follow them and get another shot. Here, I'll get off and you can ride Babe faster.
There isn't any use. They'll be halfway to the Rockies before they stop running. And I could just taste a good thick antelope steak.
Maybe we'll get a chance at them again.
No such luck. I've had a good notion to take a shot at one of those lambs. I know I could hit them.
You wouldn't dare.
I'm hungry enough for some fresh meat to do most anything. And there, Dad, I had them right in front of me. Then I couldn't hit one.
Oh, it would have been fine to have had some antelope meat, Dave, but I wouldn't say we were exactly suffering. We've all kept our health. We've had plenty to eat. Oh, maybe not the best, but we haven't gone hungry. God's been good to us.
When we see the misfortune that's come to some of our neighbors, we don't have anything at all to complain about.
Things will be better, David. We'll fatten those lambs up until they're in top shape, and then this fall we'll butcher one. We'll get twice as much meat that way.
Maybe you could ride south a ways tomorrow morning, Dad, and see if you can get one of those antelope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Dave. I'd like a little fresh meat, too.
Well, Dave, Dad didn't do any better than you. I sure was counting on him getting one of those antelope.
I didn't figure he would. He didn't even see one. If those things take a notion to move on, they move on.
All Dave could think about that day was getting some good, fresh meat. Because he couldn't have any, he wanted it more and more. He wanted it so badly, in fact, he decided to do something that he should never, never have done. When his mother and dad and Sue were all out weeding the garden, Dave went into the barn. He got the big bullwhip his dad kept hanging there and rode out to the pen where they kept the sheep. One sharp crack of the whip was enough to break the slender hind leg of one of the fatter lambs. Then he dropped the whip into the saddlebag and rode back to the garden at a gallop.
Oh, boy. Ho. Dad, I just came from the sheep pen. And one of those lambs must have fallen or got kicked.
Oh, why?
His hind leg hangs awfully funny. I think it's broken.
No, I hope not. We need those lambs so badly.
I'll ride out and see. If I yell to you, bring the rifle.
Just smell that lamb cooking. Doesn't it smell good?
I think we're all sort of happy that it broke its leg. It will seem good to have something besides salt pork.
I've got to admit that I'm as hungry for fresh meat as the rest of you, but this lamb would really have made us a lot of meat this fall. He'd have been twice as big.
Maybe we'll have to butcher another one then.
We won't be able to spare another one.
Well, it's just about ready.
Come on, Dave. Let's get to the table. I'm hungry.
What's the matter with you, David? As much as you talked about meat, I expected you to be turning cartwheels as soon as you found out we were going to have some.
I don't feel so good.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think I'll go to my room and lie down a little while.
Come on, son. Come on to the table. You better sit down here with us.
I'll come and eat a little later.
You better sit down now, David.
But, Sam, if the boy's sick,
don't believe he's too sick to eat just a little. Come on, Dave.
All right, Dad.
Now, David, would you give thanks, please?
Yeah, you mean me?
Yes. Would you give thanks for the food?
Heavenly Father, we do pray that you will bless this meat that's set before us, and I can't, Dad, I can't.
What's the matter, son?
I lied to you, Dad. The lamb didn't break its leg. I took the bull up out to the pen, and I broke its leg so you'd have to butcher it. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I did it, and I'm sorry I lied to you.
David.
I knew about it, Dave.
You did?
Mm-hmm. See, I found the marks of the whip. You know you can't sin and keep it hidden, son. Sooner or later, it's going to be found out.
I couldn't have kept it quiet anyway. I just had to tell you and ask you to forgive me.
I'm glad to hear you say that, son. That's an evidence that the Holy Spirit is working in your life. Oh, even if you could plan things so nobody would ever find out, you still couldn't get away with it. God knows. And as a Christian, you have His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, living within you. And the Bible says that he will guide you in all truth.
I know that now, and I'm never going to tell a lie again.
Somebody once said, a lie is a lie is a lie. There are no little ones, no big ones, no white ones, no dark ones. A lie is a lie is a lie. And once you tell a lie, the person to whom you tell it really can't trust you again, at least for a while, for they won't know if you're telling the truth or telling a lie. Here's a little poem sent in by a listener. We always tell the simple truth. We do it for we love it. There's nothing bad or big enough to get the better of it. A lie is like a shadow or a wordy, windy bubble. It holds no good, it has no use, it brings us only trouble. The truth is like a golden robe that honors those who wear it. Its beauty never shall be soiled. No lie shall ever tear it. Before we close the door on another Storytime program, I want to urge you to visit our website. It's full of good things for you to see and do. Oh, by the way, the other day there was a young lady in our studios helping with the Keys for Kids programs that many of you hear on this station. I asked her, do you go on the internet? She said, not without my parents' permission. And that's good. I hope you have to get permission to go on the internet, kids. But once your parents see our website, I'm sure it's one they'll let you visit again. To get to our website, go to www.cbhministries.org. There are Bible courses to take, games to play, stories to read or listen to, and much more. The website address again, www.cbhministries.org. Thanks for joining us for this classic CBH Storytime. I'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We're here because God loves kids.